USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Tropical storm Idalia is bringing life-threatening flash floods to parts of eastern North Carolina. The storm that came on shore as a Category 3 hurricane in Florida yesterday morning is now a tropical storm with sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. Tropical storm warning is in effect for South Santee River north to North Carolina-Virginia state line. President Biden approving an emergency declaration for South Carolina due to Tropical Storm Idalia. The declaration authorizes DHS and FEMA to coordinate disaster relief efforts in the state. The storm ripped through Florida as a major hurricane Wednesday before moving over Georgia and the Carolinas. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying Hurricane Idalia left behind major damage. Search and rescue efforts are still underway, and crews are actively working to restore power across the state. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not fit for office. McConnell, who's 81, appeared to freeze up while speaking to reporters yesterday, raising concerns over his health. Greene, in a social media post, said severe aging and health issues among the nation's leaders must be addressed. Gas prices are set to hit record highs this Labor Day weekend, but AAA's Mark Jenkins says the pain at the pump may not be as bad as it is during other travel holidays.
Oftentimes for Labor Day weekend, we don't typically see people taking extended road trips because they have to be back on Tuesday for school and for work.
The current record for Labor Day weekend gas prices was set in 2012 at $3.84 a gallon. Right now, AAA says prices are just shy of that at $3.83. Taco Bell is testing Mountain Dew flavored gelato at a restaurant near company headquarters in Irvine, California. Mountain Dew Baja Blast Gelato will be available today. This is the first time Taco Bell has ever offered a gelato. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
Jobless claims in the U.S. are at their lowest level in 4 weeks. The Department of Labor says unemployment insurance claims for the week ending August 26 were 228,000. That's down 4,000 from the previous week. Tensions reportedly are rising among Hollywood studio executives regarding how the writers and actors' strikes are being handled. Deadline reports the leaders of several major studios met on Wednesday. Deadline says the legacy media companies and newer media companies have differing approaches on how to handle the strike. Uvalde school shooting probe has uncovered some other possible charges. Ryan Daniels has more.
He's alleging there's a cover-up. There are suggestions that the DA's chief investigator was on site the day that 19 students and two teachers were murdered. Mayor claims that taints her entire inquiry into possible criminal charges. District Attorney Christina Mitchell has reportedly refused to turn over information to an independent investigator hired by the city.
Oprah Winfrey and Dwayne The Rock Johnson are announcing a new fund to help people affected by the Maui fires. The two celebrities have launched the People's Fund of Maui, which they say will give cash directly to those impacted in the area. They've kicked off the campaign by donating $10 million. Winfrey, who has a home in Maui, said she's been meeting with people in the community and that they are under immense financial burden. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.